I'm not going to tell you what Boulevard is. It's the one that connects the Houston Highway. If you come in on the Houston Highway and come all the way out to Refugio Highway, you would have you've been on the Boulevard.
Right. If you're walking along the road and an animal jumped out and scared you, you say, I picked up a something hard. I picked up a
club. Or what?
You picked up something that you can...
A rock?
Okay, and I...
And I threw it, or I hit him.
Anything else you say besides threw it at him?
No, I threw it at him.
What about chunked it? Or
well, I was thinking about chunk, but when you chunk something, when you're just sitting there and you're just got pitching rocks, and then you're chunking them.
Just that no, nothing in particular?
Well, usually at another kid. And that's when we chunked rocks, you know. But if I was going to throw something real hard to hit something, I'd be throwing it.
Chunking it and throwing it with as much force?
No, it's just chunking rocks. I guess it could be. To me, it isn't. To me, it's like you're just sitting there and you're aggravating somebody, so you're chunking rocks at them.
If you went to somebody's house and knocked on the door and nobody answered, you'd say, well, I guess they're not
at home.
And someone came to see your husband and you met him out in the yard, you might say, he's what, the living room? He's
sitting in the living room.
And someone's walking in your direction, you'd say, they're coming straight?
Straight for me.
Or straight?
At me.
What's another way? Straight what you?
Towards you.
And if you went into town and happened to see someone that you hadn't counted on seeing, you'd say, this morning I just happened to run.
Yeah, to run into.
And if a child's given the same name that a mother has, you'd say they named the child?
After her mother.
And something people drink for breakfast?
Coffee.
And if you wanted some coffee and there weren't any ready, you'd say, I guess I have to go.
Gotta make some more coffee.
And talk about putting milk in coffee. You'd say some people like it. How?
With cream.
But milk. Some people
with
like
milk.
It.
Some people like it with milk.
And if you don't put milk in it, you're not drinking it with milk.
You're drinking it black.
Any other name for black coffee?
I guess you call it straight.
Okay. And you say you're not drinking it with milk. You're drinking it what milk?
Without milk.
Did you ever hear that called drinking coffee barefooted?
No.
And if you raised a lot of corn, you'd say, this year we had a good
crop.
And if you got rid of all the brush and trees on your land,
you cleared it.
And wheat is tied up into a...
I don't know.
What about fodder?
Okay, fodder, I think we used to do something that we use the word fodder, and that was something tied in a bundle.
Okay, and then the bundles could be piled into a...
To a stack.
And talk about how much wheat you raise to an acre. You might say we raise 40?
Bushels.
Okay.
Okay.
And what do you have to do with oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know anything about oats.
Do you ever hear people say thrash or thresh?
Yeah, we did that to peas.
You did
thrash it.
Huh?
To peas, black-eyed peas, blue-haired peas, to get the peas out of the shell after they were dried. You put them in a grass sack, grass sack, and then tie it shut, and then you'd walk on it, and that was thrashing it. Or you thrash pecans out of a tree. That's with a long stick. And then when they're ready to fall, you stick that stick up there and hit the limbs, and the pecans fall down.
You wait till the peas get completely dried on the...
On the bushes, and you pick them off, and then you could pop them real easy with your hands, but if you want to get through in a hurry, you can put them in a sack and stomp them.
Why do you wait till they're dry? I mean, why don't you pick them when
they're green? Oh, we pick them when they're green. We've never done this. I know Mom and them used to do it, but that's just, instead of canning them when they're fresh and green, or freezing them, whichever, you can keep them like that dried, like when you get dried pinto beans or black-eyed peas in the grocery store. It amounts to the same thing.
And they keep them without having to do anything else to them?
No. Yeah, you're right. They do. They keep. I think the reason that Mom and Dad don't like doing one is they get worms real easy. You know, if you leave them too long on the bushes, and it's too much trouble.
Hmm. Say there's something that we had to do today, just the two of us. You could say, we'll have to do it. Or if you don't use the word we, you could say,
me and you.
Okay. And if you're talking about a man and yourself having to do something, you'd say,
me and him.
And you'd say, he doesn't want just you or just me for that job.
He wants us, or both of us.
And if you knock at the door and somebody asks who's there, you say,
it's them, or it's him, or it's her.
Or talking about yourself, it's...
it's me. Oh, okay.
And talking about how tall you are, you'd say, he's not as tall as...
me.